All right. Here we are. VFB 5 championship, and Roger is in his fifth VFB championship. This would be Roger's third VFB championship mug. More power to you, Raj. You're showing that your consistent approach. You know, you're not always the top most points. You're not always on that medals board. You happen to be third on that medals board right now, but you're not always the superpower that we see from the likes of Legion of Doom or you Mad Bros, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, MVP points. But you are a consistent team, and that has paid off. Facing up against your wife, Glenda's Trash Panda's first time in her VFB championship, and another shot at a first female VFB championship champion. So good luck, Glenda. Down there in the Peaceful Peeps, Peaceful Peeps is in the B-Team Championship, playing a very stinky name, an opposite name of Peaceful Peeps, which is the Alamo Ass Crack Bandits. Alamo Ass Crack Bandits has an enormous amount of season points and is a more of a powerhouse, so Peaceful Peeps will remain the underdog. But it should be an exciting game nonetheless. So what happened in these games? San Antonio Marksman, first time in the Final Four, faced off against his mom, Glenda's Trash Pandas. Very low-scoring games. So I'm talking 78 points to 60 points. One of Mark's absolute worst games this entire season. He's got seven players at that silly-dilly single-digit practice squad perf. He's got a B-teamer for a QB and one tiny little A-teamer in one of his wide receiver positions, but no one worth mentioning. Adds up to 60 points. Glenda just had a slightly better week. Had a zero-pointer in there, but four solid B-teamers, including a nice solid kicky golden toe at 10 points in her kicker position. So Glenda moves on. That's the cool thing about fantasy football. It doesn't have to be a powerhouse game, but it does have to be a little bit of a pain for the loser. Carlin Redskins faced off against you Mad Bro to secure his VFP championship spot. 123 points to 104 for you Mads. Jess beat, let's see, who did she beat last week? Just beat out Legion of Doom last week. Sorry about that. At about 103 points, and then she said, well, maybe I should do another one. You know, add another point on there for my round two. Make it 104 points. And to accomplish that, I'm going to have a negative 7 in the D despite my monster performance here from my RB. So Carlin Redskins move on with their 123 points. They had a pretty solid A team. They had another tight end story here, 27 points from their TE. And I don't know what's going to happen here. They're obviously a favorite for the VFP championship mug for that three times in a row victory. But Glenda's Trash Pandas is still a powerhouse despite her 78 points this week. She also shows consistent performance. Not nearly as much as Raj, but still quite consistent. So let's see how it shapes up next week. Hey, I'd like to put GTP on that championship mug and you know, break that glass ceiling. So let's go, Glenda. But Raj, I do have an enormous amount of respect for your team and your strategy and, you know, your name. Carlin Redskins. Alamo Ass Crack Bandits faced off against the original Brooklyn Nine, Jamie in the OBN, OBGYN, I'm still calling him, 123 points to 76. Alyssa had really solid performance, including a monster performance from one of her wide receivers at 33 points. And OBN just couldn't keep up, so Ass Crack, of course, moves on. Pam's Peaceful Peeps just barely slides into the B-Team Championship by taking out Dudabiter, longtime Dudabiter, Team Boggle, healthy Boggle, 92 points to 44. And Peaceful Peeps had quite a bit of A-Team perf in there, even though there was a zero in some single digis. But Patrick Mahomes is in there, and he's ready to face off any ass crack that comes his way. And again, I'd be happy to put a nice ass crack design on there right down the middle. Maybe make the ass crack right down the handle. I don't know. Time to get creative, I'd say, but I don't know the results yet. And then Pam's Peaceful People would be a much more wholesome logo without all the smudge and the cussing and the inappropriate content. So different creative outlets, different sides of the brain being used in each situation. And I'm excited. Socially distanced duo actually got most points this week. That shouldn't be an afterthought, but it is here. It's a little bit too late, Rex and Janine, but 146 points for you. Also, you get this dynamic duo medal at 71 points. Spicy Space gets the least points at 34 points, and Rhythm Section, her fifth Rhythm Section in a row, goes to the Flooby Doobies. I will quickly mention before we go to the medals board, Roger due to bid this week. What are you doing, Raj? You had one dude that got 0 points. He was already due out Saturday. And you choked. Okay? You're still in the VIP championship, but I don't want to see this kind of mess. I don't want to see you not looking at your app for an entire 24 hours. Are you kidding me? And you're in the playoffs? You're going to the VIP championship? And you're not looking at your app for 24 hours? What's going on, dude? Anyway, Raj, minus one medal. That medals board has Cassidy way up there at the top at 7 medals. She's probably going to get that one of those season medals next week when we start calculating the total season points all 17 weeks. Who had the highest rhythm section? Who had the highest dynamic duo? Who had the MVP player? And who had a number of other things? Best season record, which I already got that one. But anyway, without all that, Cassidy's already got 7 medals. Next one down, of course, is Legion of Doom at 4 medals. Carlin Red stripped this week of 1 medal. He drops from 4 to 3 for his due to bitterment. And Colorado Fire Dogs at 3, Brooklyn 9 at 3, UMad Bro at 2. UMad, keep this in mind. She's going to pick up 2 more medals over the season. She's got the MVP 53-pointer Jonathan Taylor Thomas Love Boat number 9, Cloud 9. And she's also going to be getting that 90, probably retaining that 90-point highest dynamic duo. So that's another 2 medals from you, Madbro, coming up next week at least. So she'll be at 4. Doesn't matter. Cassidy's got that extra medal locked in at the highest rhythm section, most likely 38 points in both week 14 and week 16 here. So equally 38 points in each. And both are the highest. She also has a 5 times rhythm section medal this season. So, you know, that's not good for an extra medal. It's only your highest maximum, but Flooby Doobies, you're going to be up there at least 8 medals. Ain't no one going to catch you, okay? So I'm early declaration of Cassidy's independence of the rest of the league. She's the medals champ. Congratulations, Cassidy. Unless something weird happens, I'm going to be sending you that sweet upgraded medals champ, VFP5 medals champ medal this year. As for the other guys, BFP Championship mug either goes to Roger or Glenda. Either way, it's going to Charlene Lane, if I remember right. I can't remember exactly the old dirt road y'all live on. But I do know it's Charlene or Charlene. It's going there. What else we got going on here? Pam's Peaceful Peeps. So either the B-Team mug's either going to go to Kansas or it's going to go to wherever the heck Mark and Alyssa live these days. That's all I got for this week. On to round 3. Commish out.